This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support. I don't know if this is going to frustrate you as much as it does me, but what I saw in the grocery store the other day just gets me really steaming mad, and it's all about healthcare costs and food stamps and junk food and diabetes, and I want to share this story with you. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I apologize for the background noise. I'm recording this in the laboratory as I'm doing a run of some water samples from across the country to keep an eye on the EPA and make sure they're not lying to us again about lead in the city water. So I'm at the grocery store the other day, and you know, I'm just there picking up some organic stuff that I can't grow myself. I'm buying some avocados and some bananas, you know, smoothie type of materials, you know, some frozen organic strawberries and things that I use in my smoothies. And in front of me, and I know you've seen this probably 1,000 times too, all right? Let me paint the picture. In front of me is two parents and two kids. The parents are clearly diabetic. They're vastly overweight. They look unhealthy. They look like they're just growing cancer tumors while we're waiting for the checkout. And on the conveyor belt is all their food that they have been shopping for and eating. And their kids are, of course, climbing all over the place. They have no discipline. They can't settle down. They're hyperactive kids because they're being raised on all these junk foods that these people are buying. And on the conveyor belt, you see, you know, Kraft macaroni and cheese, tons of soda, you know, different kinds of sodas, like the cheap soda, the 99-cent 2-liter soda bottles, I guess is what they are. And you got all this garbage breakfast cereal and it's like frozen junk TV dinners and just on and on and on, all this stuff. And of course they have about 100 coupons too, because if you're going to buy food that gives you cancer and diabetes, the manufacturers will always give you 50 cents off of that. So they have a fistful of coupons, you know, a cart full of garbage food. You know, two kids that can't settle down because they're all being poisoned constantly by this food. And, of course, they've got lots of cow's milk and high fructose corn syrup products. And it's all GMO. It's all loaded with MSG. It's just the worst garbage possible. And, of course, they're paying with food stamps. Right? Right? So they're buying this crap with money that you and I had to earn and fork over to a government that is going to subsidize their cancer-causing lifestyle because they're impoverished economically, which means they also get essentially free Obamacare. Oh yeah, free Obamacare, free for them, but it costs you and I a fortune. Why? Because we have to subsidize their disease treatment systems. We, the taxpayers, the people who are earning decent money for a living, you know, the great middle class of America, we are the people who are paying for these individuals to eat cancer and become diabetic and eat junk food all day long and then to pay for their disease treatments on top of that as well. And you know what? There's something fundamentally unjust, fundamentally wrong with this entire arrangement. Number one, don't they have a personal responsibility to eat in a way that minimizes their cost to the rest of society? How unethical is it and selfish for these parents to eat themselves into diabetes and cancer and then raise their kids to be obese and diabetic and full of cancer tumors, and then we have to foot the bill for all of that while people like you and I are trying to be healthy, we're eating organic, we're avoiding toxic chemicals, we're paying huge, huge money for health insurance that has been mandated and forced upon us through a coercive government. They're taking this money out of our pockets to hand it over to these people who are just growing cancer tumors by the day and using our money so they can buy junk food that promotes disease? It's insane. The system is totally insane. I'm not against helping people who are hungry, but why not limit food stamps to foods that are healthful? Shouldn't food stamps just be limited to foods that actually promote health instead of all this garbage? And I'm not saying everything they bought was covered by food stamps. There was a combination. They paid cash for some things and food stamps for other things. But what you can buy on the EBT cards, you know, the food stamp SNAP program, as it's called, the USDA program, there's almost 50 million Americans on this program. What you can buy on that is the most toxic, genetically modified garbage in America. And it's all a massive scam, as you might guess, because these big food companies lobby Washington to keep the food stamp program going so that people will essentially be spending government money to buy their high profit garbage products made by these mega food corporations like General Mills or Kellogg's or, I don't know, Frito-Lay or Coca-Cola, PepsiCo, and all the brands that they own and control. It's extraordinary. And the other scam of this comes from the influence of retailers like Walmart. Walmart is propped up by food stamp money. Walmart makes huge profits on food stamp expenditures that you and I are funding. So Walmart can sell these people cancer-causing garbage, which makes those people, of course, another victim of the cancer industry down the road, which generates huge profits for Big Pharma at the same time that Walmart's cashing in, and the government parades around saying, we're helping everyone. No, you're not. You're funding a cycle of disease and poverty and human suffering is what you're doing, and you're charging us, the taxpayers, you're confiscating money from us in order to push this cycle of suffering and disease so that you can gain votes by saying you're helping people? Folks, this is totally sick. It's twisted, and it's just another example of just how corrupt and how broken this society has become. And it's obvious every day when you go into the grocery store and you have people in line in front of you or behind you, look into their carts, look at the garbage they're buying. You know they're going to be diabetic, they're going to get cancer, they're going to have heart disease, they're going to have Alzheimer's, they're going to have kidney disorders. Why? Because it's cause and effect. That's what those foods do. So why are we subsidizing their health insurance costs? Why are we paying for them to eat themselves to death in a way that's going to cost us a fortune? And you know, in the vaccine debate, all these pro-vaccine pushers, they like to say, oh, it's irresponsible for people to have unvaccinated children because they might be a risk to all the other children who are vaccinated, which, by the way, is an admission that vaccines don't work. Otherwise, there would be no risk. But that argument, you know, let's apply it to diet, to food choice. Isn't it irresponsible for people to eat unhealthful foods that cause diseases that we have to pay for? Of course it is. And in fact, isn't it those people who are the most likely ones to catch the flu and spread influenza and spread infectious diseases like tuberculosis? Isn't it those very same people? They're spending government food stamps to buy toxic junk that suppresses their immune system. So they catch all the diseases and they pass them on to someone else, even if they are vaccinated because the vaccines don't work either. It's the unhealthy people who are the risk to society, and yet they're the ones getting everything for free. The junk food entitlement system of America, the zombification of America, is fully funded by a government that claims to be compassionate but is actually destructive to life. Now, there's one more element in this that you may not have thought of, and that is, oh, the big banks. Do the banks have their greedy little fingers in this pie? Of course they do. Of course they do. Come on, the banks. The banks, it's a racket in every sector of society. They're making big money off of all the fraud they're carrying out, creating fake money and then lending it out with interest. Yeah, or just printing money if you're the central bank. Investment banks losing money and getting bailed out by the government to the tune of trillions of dollars that the government refuses to print for anybody else. I haven't seen the government printing money for you and me lately, have you? I haven't seen them doing any of that. Well, the banks have figured out that this food stamp program makes them rich too. Because guess what? They get a percentage off of every SNAP program transaction. Yep, they collect a share of every transaction. It goes right into their pockets. So, let's see. Who's winning in this picture? The junk food manufacturers, Monsanto and the GMO biotech companies, the Walmarts of the world, they're winning big. The big banks are getting a cut of everything. The impoverished, diseased people are getting all this free stuff, but not realizing they're eating themselves to death with all this toxic food. And then the people in Washington, D.C., they win big because they get to stand up and say, this year we fed 50 million people. We're helping the poor. We're feeding everyone. We're providing food. Yeah, you know what? These people are obese. They're not starving. They're not lacking food. They're lacking nutrition. They're lacking health. They don't need more empty calories from your soda and your high fructose corn syrup and your processed garbage products. They need real nutrition. And yet no one is teaching them that. The government's food pyramid, what used to be a food pyramid, was really just a pyramid scheme. Keep everybody sick and diseased and obese while the agricultural giants can keep selling more products that people don't even need because it's making them sick and diseased. So like everything else in Washington, the SNAP program, the food stamp system, has become nothing but a criminal racket. It's all it is designed to put money into the pockets of the big food companies, put money into the pockets of the Walmarts and the retailers, put money into the pockets of the banks, keep people stuck in a cycle of impoverishment and disease and suffering, which benefits the pharmaceutical industry, the cancer industry, the hospitals, the doctors, the vaccine industry, while the government just parades around claiming it's helping people. But in reality, what's really happening is the government is putting a gun to your head and my head and saying, hand over your money, we're going to waste it keeping people sick so that we can pad the pockets of the world's wealthiest corporations. That's all it is, folks. Just another scam carried out in the name of progressivism and progress and compassion and helping people. No, it's not. You want to help people? You want to help people? Hey, if you really want to help America, make me the Surgeon General. Wouldn't that be the day? Uh-huh. Yeah. Immediately, I'd be like, SNAP program from now on can only be used to buy healthy foods, and we'd make a list. Here's what you can buy with it. It's supposed to help people who are starving, right? So they need nutrition. So we'd reshape that list immediately. You can't incentivize junk food if you want to have your country succeed. You have to keep people healthy. You can't keep promoting sickness and disease and malnutrition in terms of empty calories combined with a total lack of real nutrition and real minerals. We could turn this country around. It's not even difficult. We have all the knowledge right now to do that. It's just that the political environment, it's just too profitable to keep people sick. It's too profitable to treat cancer. It's too profitable to treat diabetes and obesity. It's so profitable to sell these high profit, high markup foods that are completely devoid of real nutrition, yet deliver all kinds of calories that are more calories than people really need. So it's just another scam. And I know that doesn't surprise you. If you're listening to me, the Health Ranger, you're informed. You're aware of most of this, so you're not surprised by this, but doesn't it kind of piss you off? It kind of pisses me off because I'm in the grocery store and I'm doing my part as a responsible citizen. I'm taking care of my health. I'm sharing good information with others. I'm making sure that I don't become some burden on somebody else. I don't want to get sick and say, oh, everybody else has to pay for me. No. Because I'm an adult, you see. I'm a responsible citizen, and I take care of my health, and I try to contribute to society instead of living as a parasite off of it. And yet, in our society, you and I are surrounded by all these parasites. Legislators and corporate entities, they're just parasites living off of whatever they can scam off the system or skim from the transactions that are actually keeping people sick and diseased. And that's the system that, sadly, we're all living under, and that system has put a gun to our heads and forced us to hand over a portion of our money, our savings, our earnings, so that they can continue to fund their devastating scams. And I'm just sick of it. Probably you are too, which is why we're looking at a real political revolution right now, not just in America, but all around the world. So I just say, let's push for it. Let's push for real change, real reform. This system that we're living under right now, it's going to crash and burn. It's not sustainable. It's not even sane. It's not rational. It's built on the backs of, well, let me say it this way. It's built on the scams of the corporations and the banks that are poisoning people for profit. It's time for that to stop. So thanks for listening. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. My book is called Food Forensics. You can find it, download the first section of the book for free at foodforensics.com. And if you want to see my laboratory results, go to cwclabs.com or read about them at naturalnews.com. Thanks for listening, and hey, next time you're at the grocery store, look around you. Notice what I'm talking about. When it sinks in, you'll be infuriated by what's going on. All right, take care. We all know that nutrition can help keep you healthy and improve the quality of your life. But when it comes to nutrition, so many of the products out there lack the nutrition they claim. There's a lot of organic fraud in the organic industry. There are a lot of products, especially superfoods, that are contaminated with toxic herbicides and pesticides. And heavy metals are extremely common in many foods, such as turmeric, for example, or maca, or even cacao nibs or various forms of cacao powder. Coffee often contains cadmium. A lot of people don't know that. And many detox supplements, such as zeolites, are loaded with aluminum and lead in most cases. We know this because we do extensive testing to verify the safety, the efficacy, and in many cases, the nutritional potency of certain foods and supplements that we're providing at healthrangerstore.com. We use an ISO-accredited laboratory facility that we built, that we own. We run it. We have multiple mass spec instruments. Some of these instruments, just one instrument costs, what, $400,000 or something in that range. It's incredible. We invested millions of dollars in this laboratory facility so that we could bring you ultra-clean, verified, safe foods and supplements at a level of quality and integrity that no one else in the world follows, not even close. Our requirements for low heavy metals are so strict that 80% of the lots that we test to consider acquiring, we have to reject them. They're just too dirty for us to even consider selling to our customers. But of course, those same lots are purchased by other nutritional supplement companies, and they're sold through other retailers like Amazon.com. They don't care about the cleanliness of products like we do. Nobody has these standards of nutrition and safety. We have the most strict standards. They're even more strict than Canada, Japan, the European Union, any country in the world. Nobody even comes close to our internal standards, which are published, by the way, at lowheavymetalsverified.com and glyphosate-tested.com. You want to see why we're the cleanest provider of foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements in the world using today's best science? Just check us out at healthrangerstore.com. Look at the certifications on our product pages that tell you how it's been tested and how it's graded. A++++, for example, on heavy metals or glyphosate testing. You'll see the results. You can look up the numbers yourself. You can see that it's the cleanest supplements and superfoods and personal care products available anywhere in the world, all verified by today's best science. That's what we do at healthrangerstore.com. And the more you support us, by the way, the more we can invest in these laboratory facilities, in researching new breakthrough products, herbal supplements, nutritional superfoods, combinations that achieve extraordinary results like turmeric and black pepper, for example. We will bring you more products because that's what we're into. Clean, efficacious, validated superfoods and supplements that help protect your health and enhance the quality of your life. That's what we believe in. To find all these nutritional solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. There you'll find hundreds of products with outstanding nutrition, laboratory verification, tested for heavy metals, pesticides, and much more. Super nutrient-dense superfoods, personal care products, health supplements, home care products, and much more. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. Healing the world through clean food. That's our slogan, healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I thank you for your support.